Chapter 5, Maintaining the Thrill, Life with a Healthy Sexual Self. Well, by now you are realizing that the investment you have made in healing yourselves was well worth it, and you are reaping the benefits of a creative life with your partner and a life without the unnecessary and stressful drama. You are empowered. You live an empowered life. You have all you need to create and nurture a deeply loving relationship. You have all you need to take sex on Saturday night to new heights on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. You now have an opportunity to maintain that thrill that only comes from a deep connection with your partner. In this chapter, we discuss several tangible things that you can do to maintain the thrill. But keep in mind that by making the choice to walk the path and to heal your sexual self, your relationship with your partner cannot help but grow and expand in wonderful, deeply loving ways. By healing all your energy center selves, you now live from your heart. You see people and things differently. You behave differently. Your essence of compassion and love can only attract positive things. The lasting relationship. Have you ever encountered a couple who were obviously in love, who expressed that love in both verbal and nonverbal ways, who seemed to interact together with such harmony that the flow was obvious even to the casual observer? There's an energetic connection with such couples that is tangible. They have an authentic bonding, not an ego-based bonding. Caring and loving relationships have several things in common, but they always start with love. True, heartfelt love. A deep, true, heartfelt love extends to all aspects of the relationship, physical, emotional, and spiritual. These couples have a relationship that exists and thrives on all levels. Physical, body language confirms the closeness of a couple. They lean toward each other, often lightly touching, eyes connecting. There's no doubt of their love, no doubts that inhibit fulfilling sex on Saturday night. Mental. There's an unspoken understanding among couples who are deeply in love. They get each other. They can easily talk, share, debate, challenge, knowing they will be understood. Emotional. Each partner shows his or her feelings not only in their words, but also in their actions. Partners feel connected and wanted. Each partner feels seen, feels understood, and feels wanted. Spiritual. Couples have chemistry. There is a connection greatest and deeper than all others. Love is an interesting word, a word that can be misused or misunderstood. I have heard it said that people are driven by one of two basic motivations, achievement or purpose. Or, in other words, the ego or the heart. There are many reasons that we might partner out of emotional need or ego reasons that we confuse for love. For example, the man who marries the trophy wife and feels his self-esteem grow when other men ogle her. The woman who has a sugar daddy who shows her with luxurious gifts that are the envy of her friends. The single parent who marries because the children need a mother or father. The single person who is lonely and commits to a partner to find companionship. The person who does not love their partner but shrugs their shoulders and thinks, at least I have a roof over my head and food on the table. Why do people choose to come together in a relationship? What brings two people together? The first response is love, of course. But is it that love, purposeful from the heart love? Or is that you fill a gap in my self-worth love? Does that love come from a bruised self, ego? Or does it come from the heart? By now, having read the previous chapters and having taken your personal steps to be a healthy and loving place, you're beginning to understand and see the difference. True, heartfelt love is based upon purpose rather than achievement or status. That is, its purpose is the mutual caring and giving that nourishes both partners, providing a means for both partners to grow in their love and awareness of the joys of life. Neither partner is there to fix, change, parent, or scold the other. They are together because of their mutual love and desire to be together. Partners in a caring and loving relationship not only hear the words, "I love you," but feel the words, "I love you." Feeling is believing. Each partner must believe in his or her love for the other and believe and trust that this love is mutual. Expressing feelings is a natural part of a caring and loving relationship. It's easy to express love for each other in verbal and nonverbal ways. After all, actions speak louder than words. It's easy and safe to share unpleasant feelings because caring and loving partners know and trust their deep love. Not every moment of every day will be ideal, but partners in a caring and loving relationship know, beyond any doubt, that they will work things out, that together they will face and overcome every challenge. Partners generally enjoy being with each other. Spouses take precedence over the frequent happy hour with coworkers. Social media and television take a back seat to conversation and personal interaction. There's a genuine enjoyment in being together and doing things together. Caring and loving partners are considerate and thoughtful. Doing for your partner comes naturally, feels effortless. It's easy to share chores and family responsibilities. In a caring and loving partnership, one knows when their partner is overextended or tired, stepping in to help without being asked. You are well on the way to this type of relationship. It is more than possible, especially now that you have a healthy sexual self and healthy energy center selves. So what tangible things you can do to maintain and enhance your relationship? Here are a few suggestions. Mistakes happen. Forgive. By empowering your life as you have done, you are undoubtedly realizing that you can forgive your past mistakes and transgressions because you now understand the true you and all yourselves. You know that you will never willingly hurt yourself or others. Does that mean we never make any more mistakes? No. While you may make fewer mistakes, mistakes are inevitable. With a healthy sexual self and other selves, you no longer act from a place of self-centered thoughtlessness, insensitivity, aggression, impatience, and other negative places. You can now make a conscious decision to repair the mistake and heal the hurt. You are now in a place where you can forgive yourself and others. Forgiveness is an important foundation of an empowered life. Make choices from a loving heart. Your personal empowerment encompasses much more than simply your day-to-day activities. You have awakened the vital life force within your body and all its energy centers. Why is this important? Because you now perceive the world from a higher perspective. You see above the drama and the ego. You see the big picture. From this expanded view of your life, the world and events in your world, you now are equipped to make healthy and wise decisions. Decisions for the greatest good of all involved. You can more easily know where you are and what direction you should take. You can easily see the mountains And if your goal is on the other side of the mountain, you will know how to prepare for the journey and pack for the climb. More importantly, with this clarity and new perspective, you understand that molehills are truly just molehills, not giant, insurmountable mountains that hinder your progress at every turn. Seeing molehills as their true proportion allows you to handle daily activities and face each encounter with ease and simplicity. Physical vitality, greater clarity, stronger sense of purpose, less drama, feeling that life has meaning, all this sounds wonderful. Who would not want to have clarity of perception, the ability to face each day with purpose in life, and a peace that comes from rising above the drama and turmoil? Yet most people are living only a very small portion of their potential. Most people are mixed. Most people are mired in the dense, distracting energies brought about by negative thoughts and feelings. You have chosen not to be most people. You've chosen to awaken your potential. From this place, your relationship cannot help but grow in vitality and intimacy. Sex on Saturday night, when surrounded in high energy, not only enhances the physical activity of sex, but strengthens the spiritual bond with your partner. Place of empowerment.
Start again.
Is this where I started?
Yep.
Okay. From a place of empowerment, you will clearly see life's path and your destination. There's no going back. You will know the moment you have stepped off the path as well as the moment you need to step back on the path. You will immediately recognize when a less aware person in your life tries to persuade you off your path. You will become acutely aware that you have a choice. You are free to access your direction at any moment and make a new choice. Succumbing to lower energy is a conscious choice. Choices are much easier to make in the clear light of wisdom. From that perspective, poor choices are the unfortunate results of the unclear, less precise, blurry insight of an unempowered, unaware individual. With the higher insight of empowerment and enlightenment, you will generally seek the fellowship of others who are traveling the same path. While you still care about your old friends and colleagues, you will now recognize that you are no longer hindered or seduced by their words and desires. You can fully understand that old friends are free to choose their path, just as we are free to choose ours. This is a powerful and freeing realization. As our higher energy centers awaken, our vitality awakens, bringing with it new possibilities and directions never envisioned. Remember the vulture story? Sending the black clouds away and letting the light surround and envelop your thoughts empowers your soul. Our spirit becomes free to fill our life with compassion, humility, integrity, and creative genius. Taking one aware step at a time keeps you from running over others who are also learning. The compassion taught by your own wounds allows you to stop and talk to the heart of another. Commitment to the path of self-enlightenment frees you to discover your purpose and express the gifts of your soul. Know your priorities. Take a minute to review how your actions reflect your priorities. Naturally, actions that secure our safety and survival have high priority. We work, earn an income, have a place to live, and buy groceries. You would do these things if you were single or in a relationship. But beyond these basic priorities, what do your actions say about the priority you give your relationship? Certain behaviors are blaring indications that the relationship is less than top priority, such as spending more time with friends and coworkers than your partner, such as frequent nights out with the guys, giving more attention to social media or television than to your partner, wanting only mental sex, that is, sex with no intimacy, just wham bam, thank you ma'am, and roll over and go to sleep, offering no help with chore of the children, frequently cheating in a non-physical way, as in obviously oogling or fantasizing about someone. In caring and loving relationship, one's partner and family effortlessly come first. Look, no one is perfect. However, frequent behavior that avoids interaction or is insensitive to your partners are clear red flags. What does your behavior say about your priorities? Check in on ourselves when needed. There will be times when you feel out of sorts, without an understanding of the cause. In times like this, it is easy to find yourself being pulled into family or work drama and responding in reactive and often negative ways. Of course, whatever the source and reason, feeling out of sorts has an impact on one's relationship. In cases like this, it helps to identify which of your seven major selves may be causing trouble. What are you experiencing? The presence? Do you see a phony smile when you look in the mirror? The emotional self or the inner child? Are you becoming easily drawn into drama? Or are you creating the drama? The achiever self? Are you feeling a strong need to control the situation? Are you feeling others are beneath you? The loving self. Are you feeling unusually disappointed in things? The creative expressor. Are you unusually quiet or saying things you would not usually say? The intuitive self, the visionary. Are you judging yourself? The angel. Do you feel disconnected from your higher source by whatever name you call that higher source? Once identified, reevaluate and restore that troublesome self to a healthy state using the guided visualization described in Chapter 4. Read the signs. Be aware of the emotional and energetic state of your partner. As you walk the path, this will become easier to do, eventually requiring no effort. Is your partner behaving out of sorts? Is their behavior indicating that they want or need something that is not being expressed? With practice, you can identify whether your partner is in masculine or feminine energy, or in archetypal energy, or exhibiting a troublesome self. Knowing this information will guide how, when, and if you approach your partner. Sometimes your partner simply needs some space, or maybe even a hug. And sometimes the situation requires that you be a caring and loving listener. Knowing your partner's signs helps you to interact in a caring and loving way. This same situation also applies, let me do it again. The same situation also applies to your extended sphere of influences, your children, family, neighbors, and work colleagues.
So we'll hold there for a second so we can give you some water.
Here. Yeah. Intimacy is more than physical. We understand that lovemaking is an act of intimacy. Interestingly, intimacy is also defined as closeness, togetherness, affinity, rapport, warmth, and affection. Intimacy is more than physical. It is sometimes best expressed in the little things, like giving your partner your undivided attention. When your smartphone is secondary to your conversation, you can make and maintain eye contact. Not only is that an intimate interaction, but it is also a powerful, nonverbal way to show your love. There are many ways to be intimate that do not involve sex. Impromptu foot rubs, doing house chores without being asked, cooking a favorite dish, are just a few examples. Of course, whispering I love you at an unexpected moment, when spoken in earnest, evokes a deeply intimate feeling. Of course, non-physical intimacy, when expressed sincerely and with feeling, always makes for better sex on Saturday night. Communicate with love. Communicate from a place of love rather than a place of anger and accusation. Did I pronounce that right? Accusation. Let me do it again. Communicate with love. Communicate from a place of love rather than a place of anger and accusation. Good therapies often encourage couples to use I feel statements, not only during therapy sessions, but also in daily life. This form of communication eliminates any accusatory or judgmental tones in the communication, enabling heartfelt discussion. When discussing an issue, start by describing how you feel when the issue and action occurs. For example, rather than saying, "You care more about going out with the guys than you do about me," use an I feel statement like, "I feel alone and forgotten when you go out with the guys." Using I feel statements also provides an opportunity to state what you want or need. What you want to happen may not be the ultimate outcome. It does provide an opportunity for discussion and resolution. For example, using the example from above, "I feel alone and forgotten when you go out with the guys. I would like to be invited to go too." As you communicate, send a heart cookie. Know that you speak from your heart, that you desire a resolution for the highest and greatest good for both you and your partner. Break old unhealthy habits. As you live a loving and healthy life, you may realize that it's time to change some old habits that contribute little to your life or relationship. It may be time to remove some of these habits, especially those that are no longer bringing a sense of satisfaction and purpose. By letting go of the old, you have the capacity to embrace the new. These are behaviors that, when overextended, become more of an escape mechanism than a fun, enjoyable activity. Hobbies and projects. Do a quick assessment. How much enjoyment do you get from your hobbies and projects? Do you maintain a hobby or project that is more draining than it is vitalizing? Are there any hobbies and projects that you continue because you feel you should or must? If you are no longer excited about that project, then it's time to let it go. Pass the torch to someone else. By letting it go, you free yourself to attract a new creative endeavor, a new opportunity to learn, grow, and feel a sense of satisfaction, a new opportunity to include those close to you. When it is the right time to let go, there are no rules. What is right for you is right for you. There is only one guideline. Any project, hobby, or extra activity that no longer provides a sense of fulfillment and joy in your life, let it go. Lovingly release yourself, knowing this will free you for your next opportunity, whatever it may be. Doing for others. Do you find yourself wrapped up in other people's stuff? This too is a habit based upon emotional need. The prior you may have sought approval and feelings of worth by staying busy doing for others. Yes, of course, doing for others is a good thing, and less doing for others is motivated by a desire to be accepted or loved, or from a sense of authority and control. When doing for others has reached the point where you feel like an unappreciated, high-class slave, then it is time to make a change. It's a time to learn how to say no. Remember that saying no is sometimes the most loving thing you can do, not only for yourself, but for others. It's healthy to set boundaries. When you say no to someone, you put the accountability, responsibility, and consequences of choice back in the appropriate hands. Ironically, while it may be painful to say no, is a very healthy thing to do. Family of addicts understand how important saying no can be to recovery. It is called tough love. Make a list of all the things you do for people that they could do themselves. After all, how are they going to learn the satisfaction and self-esteem that comes from taking responsibility for their needs? Where appropriate, lovingly tell those on your list that you will be taking time for yourself and you can no longer do what you have been doing for them. There is no need for anger, criticism, or judgment. Use the additional time to not only nurture yourself, but to also nurture your relationship. Daily routines of life. Regulated, unadulterated, create your habit routine is an addiction that enslaves your freedom and limits opportunity for creative adventure. Whether the routine is coming home from work, having two cocktails before dinner, playing that new video game, streaming your usual shows and falling asleep, or going out to the local sports bar every night, any hardcore, consistent routine depletes your creative juices. Routines do not require thought. You can be a mental zombie. Heck, you have mastered this routine. It is so effortless, you do not even have to think. No thinking, no creativity, no enthusiasm, no motivation is required when a routine is a substitute for life. Some routines are necessary. We must maintain our hygiene, take care of our health, feed our dog. The typical daily life is filled with, sometimes, routines. Getting up in the morning, combing our hair, looking in the mirror, shaving, or putting on makeup. Often we do these things without really seeing ourselves or how we really look. Pay attention. Be consciously aware of yourself and your actions. If you are aware that you feel good about yourself and how you look, you'll automatically benefit others and your world. Your energy will flow. You will be more accepting of others because you feel good about yourself. When you look in the mirror, look into your eyes. See the beauty of your spirit. See the spark of your creativity, your humor. Know that about you every morning. Let yourself shine. Spontaneity is the inspiration of genius in many aspects of life, including the bedroom. Change things up. Brush your teeth before you brush your hair. Dance to the closet. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll start over. Dance to the closet. Flirt with yourself. Play with a strand of hair. Feel your gentle beauty. When you get dressed for the day, consciously choose clothing that you feel matches today's energy and focus. Go out into the world and share your spirit and good feelings. Breaking routine to try something new and different, even if it is as simple as reading a good book, can stimulate new direction and add zip to your energy system. Awareness of self means empowering all the selves. The perfect home, the perfect everything. You spend all your free time cleaning your house or making every drawer and closet meticulously organized? Do you worry that your shirt looks a little wrinkled or your daughter's pigtails were uneven? Perfectionists suffer the disease of lack. Nothing is ever quite good enough. Everything must be perfect. As you continue your journey of healing and self-discovery, you realize that your home does not have to be perfect, but it does have to feel warm, inviting, in harmony. Spending time on your self-discovery is much more valuable than an organized sock drawer or hunting down every speck of dirt. When you're focused on the dust bunny in the corner, or the knickknacks that are not evenly spaced on the shelf, you miss the big picture. You overlook the sunlight streaming through the window, the pleasant aroma of honeysuckle vine outside the window, the delicious smell of your spouse as they walk by you. Neither will you recognize any other creative opportunities to nourish your soul. Your sense of self, your self-esteem, and self-worth comes from within, not on how to clean your house or how to manicure your lawn. I knew a woman who consciously placed her activities with family before her house cleaning. If someone pointed out a cobweb or a dusty shelf in her home, she would quickly say, "Don't touch it. It's a science experiment." Then she would laugh and enjoy life. Let go of the idea of a spotless, organized home. Allow yourself to see the big picture. Cleaning has its place, but do not forget to be mindful of the beauty of each moment throughout your day. Imagine what your relationship would be like if you let the perfectionist go and focus on your spouse. Really saw your spouse from a warm place in your heart. Work, work, work. Even when you have healed the achiever of its laser beam focus on work and achieving, it is equally challenged to give up the habit of work. If it has been the focus of your attention and energy, it can be just as challenging when it's time to change your usual habitual work routine. The first step to letting go of this habit is to limit work to the workplace, whatever that workplace may be. Then leave the mental focus at your workplace when the workday is over. If you work in the home, allow yourself ample time to do your work, whether it is housekeeping or remote work. Then consciously tell yourself when your workday is over, now it is time to play, to do something you enjoy, enjoying your family and friends. That inner child of yours must have time to play. Vitality is released within every dimension of your being when you are doing something you love. No duty or responsibility is involved. The sheer enjoyment of doing something you love empowers you and fuels your spirit. Think about what you could do in the home or outside that would be enjoyable. Get to know your quirky manners and nuances, to value your sense of humor, to feel your big, beautiful heart. Free your thoughts and make a list of not only the things you enjoy, but the things you would like to try, things you might enjoy. Then start small, one thing on your list. You get to know yourself even better by trying new things to see if you really enjoy them. If you try something and discover that it is just not for you, then now you know. Move on to the next one. We learn from that experience. Finding together activities is easier than you may think. Start with household responsibilities. At a minimum, you can share the household chores, but where possible, find a time during the week where you can do your chores together. You will be surprised how this can strengthen your relationship. Discover activities that you both enjoy and make a point to do them regularly. What activity do both you and your partner enjoy? An activity that can be done together. There are activities at home other than chores that you can share, such as gardening, playing cards, or board games, having an at-home date night. And of course, there are a wealth of activities outside the home that you can enjoy together, such as outdoor concerts, bike riding, hiking, picnics, museums, historical sites. The list goes on and on. Discover your common interests or explore new interests together. Make a conscious effort to do together activities at least once a month. At one time, there was a popular meme that said, "Transcend yourself. Transcend the world." While this is a powerful message, I feel something is missing. I believe it should read, "Transcend yourself. Heal your relationship. Transcend the world." Thanks for letting me share the feelings of my lifelong studies. You now have the information and tools to be the fullness of who you are, to express your creativity, to be inspired, and to inspire others, and to fully, deeply love and be loved. You're the master of your life. You have the means to create a beautiful, rewarding life. I can feel the smile on your face and your excitement as you anticipate sex on Saturday night. Go for it. Patricia Hayes Smith. Prologue. The Vision. One night, moments before sleep consumed my conscious awareness, I had a vision. I was watching a man who was laying on the ground in a desert. He appeared dead. A vulture was circling about 6 feet above him. I watched the vulture slowly inch closer to the man, its beady eyes watching and waiting for the moment it could devour its prey. The vulture just kept circling. I wondered why the vulture was waiting. Suddenly, I realized the man could not be dead. If he were dead, the vulture would be feeding on his flesh. In my vision, I walked over to the man. The vulture paid no attention to me as it continued to circle. "Wake up," I said. "Wake up, wake up. You're not dead. Open your eyes and let this vulture see you're alive. Open your eyes and send this vulture away. If you do not, you will surely die, and the vulture will eat you." I desperately wanted the man to hear me, but his eyes remained closed. He could not hear me. I touched the man's hand. It was lifeless. Yet I knew the man was still alive. I could feel it with every fiber of my being. An intuitive feeling came over me. "Do not talk to the man's head. He will not hear you. He's given up hope. He's lost all faith. He has lost contact with his spirit." When I asked that inner voice to whom I should talk, I clearly understood. Talk to his heart. Talk to his spirit, buried deep beneath the surface. Moving closer to the man, I knelt beside him and said, "Hi in there. I know you're in there somewhere and you can hear me. I know how you feel. My heart hurts and my thoughts have no hope when I'm close to you. I know how you feel." He could not cry, but I could feel his tears and hear his thoughts. He was alive. I was right. He was feeling and thinking, and that meant he was very much alive. I moved even closer and began talking to the man's heart, just as if his heart were the only part that was listening. "You have a good heart," I whispered. "You have a strong heart. I can feel it. It can do anything. Your heart has not given up. Only your thoughts have given up. It's your thoughts that have lost hope. Your thoughts do not know the power of your heart. Feel your heart. It is alive. It never dies. It cannot die. It is the love in you, the love you have felt, the love you feel now, and the love you will eternally feel for your loved ones. Feel it. Feel your love for your loved ones. Your love is your life, your spirit. Bring it back. Call it back. Think of someone you love. See your loved one's face. Feel your loved one close to you. Feel your love. Suddenly, I sensed an electrical current within the man's energy field. Encouraged by this new energy, I said, "Open your eyes. Open your eyes and scare the vulture away. Claim your life. Let your heart open your eyes and scare the ugly vulture away. Let your heart sing. I want to live. I'm alive." The vulture will have to go away. He will have to go away because you are alive and you want to live. The man's eyes slowly opened as if from a deep sleep. He looked into my eyes and I could see his heart in his eyes. I could see his spirit. He was home in this body. He would live. I knew it. He would scare away the vulture. Just then, I became aware of a dark cloud above the man's head. I watched as the cloud began to break up and move away until only the light of day remained. I knew these were his thoughts of hopelessness, despair, and pain leaving. His heart had won against all odds. I marveled at his magnificent heart. He slowly got up and brushed himself on, and we both watched the vulture fly away in search of his next victim.